朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我曾经说过，夫妇之间是一个很奇妙的奥秘。
I have mentioned this before. It's a mysterious thing, the relation between the husband and wife.
今年我跟师母结婚28年。
I have been married to Mrs. Lee for 28 years.
我常常说我们结婚之前就认识八年才结婚的。
We have dated and known each other for 8 years before we were married.
所以我们相处前后已经有漫长的36年的时间。
So we have known each other for some 36 years.
这36年的时间里面有一样事情，我一直到现在认为这是个奥秘。
In these 36 years, there's one thing that still occurs to me as being a mystery.
因为我们两个人在许多的地方是不一样。
Because we are indeed very different in many ways.
我们的个性不同。
In our personalities.
我们的嗜好不同。
In our likes and dislikes.
我们的口味不同。
In our tastes.
连我们对动物的宠爱都不同。
In our likeness for pets.
他喜欢猫，我喜欢狗。
She likes cats and I like dogs.
但是我们的婚姻却存在了有28年之久。
And yet our marriage has survived for over 28 years.
不只是消极的存在28年，也是积极的相爱了28年。
Not only did we just survive, our love built up every day.
你看两个人都那么辛苦。
You see how difficult it's just for two persons.
教会500人，你想怎么办？
How about 500 people in the church?
两个人都那么难过。
It's so difficult for two to adjust to one another.
500人要怎么个过法？
How do you adjust 500 together?
保罗在这里告诉我们，500人、2000人也一样可以合一。
Paul says, no matter whether you're 500 or 2,000, we can be unified.
所以从第七节到16节，保罗告诉我们，不同怎么能够相同？
So in this passage, Paul is emphasizing how we can be unified in diversity.
怎么在许许多多不同的背景里面，我们在主里面可以有相同的方向、相同的侍奉、相同的见证、相同的配搭？
How even though we may come from very different backgrounds, we can have a similar goal and work towards that goal together.
因为时间的关系，我们只能够看14节到第16节。
Because of limitation of time, we can only emphasize verses 14 to 16.
因为这三节圣经很重要，所以我不要翻译，我就想好好的把它读一遍，请各位看一下你们手上的圣经，我就读中文哈。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。在这里我们要看什么样的教会有基督长成的身量。
We want to find out from this passage what kind of church can have this maturity of Christ.
我们说要建立基督的身体，弟兄姊妹，我们要建立什么样的耶稣基督的身体？
When we say we're building the body of Christ, what kind of body are we building?
14节保罗在这里告诉我们一句话。
In verse 14, Paul says,
他说这个身体不要再做小孩子。
This body is not the body of an infant.
然后他下面就讲了一些比喻的话。
And then he used some analogy.
提醒我们，我们一个基督的身体应该有什么样的见证。
Reminding us that this body of Christ should have a certain testimony.
我们要有坚固的信仰。
We have to have a stable faith.
让我们有一个不能够在风雨之中而能够接受考验的一种信仰。
This kind of faith that can stand the tempest of waves.
弟兄姊妹请注意，保罗在这里不是提出个人的信仰说的。
You have to realize that Paul is not referring to our personal faith.
这里是提到整体的信仰说的。
This refers to the corporate faith.
不错，我们很看重弟兄姊妹个别灵性的追求。
Yes, we pay special emphasis on our own personal spiritual growth.
但是当我越准备越思想这段经文的时候
，But as I prepare upon this passage,
我心里面越被提醒一件事情。
I'm reminded in my heart of one thing.
保罗在这里告诉我们的不是你我个人信仰的追求。
Paul is not emphasizing our individual pursuit of our faith,
而是指着我们整体信仰的见证。
But it refers to us as a body, a corporate faith.
你爱主，你读经，你祷告，我们感谢主。
We praise God if you love the Lord, you read the Bible, and you pray often.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们的，乃是我们整体这个基督的身体，怎么样有一个整体的信仰的见证。
But Paul is referring to us as a whole, as a church, how we can have a testimony in our faith.
明显的错误，我们容易分辨。
Perhaps it's easy for us to tell an obvious error.
似是而非的异端，很容易混淆不清。
But what about these heresies that can be very deceitful?
我们都知道圣经里面有两个角度来描写撒旦的工作。
We know that the Bible describes the work of Satan in two opposite views.
彼得前书，当彼得写书信的时候
，When Peter wrote his letters,
他看见前面有苦难要临到教会。
He foreseen that the church will face a lot of suffering.
他知道当时的教会要受到政治的压迫。
He knew the church will undergo political persecution.
所以彼得前书是安慰这些信徒怎么样预备在政治的压迫底下能够为主做见证而写。
So Peter wrote the first letter to the Christians to prepare them for the coming persecution.
他在那里提到撒旦，他怎么说呢
？How did he mention Satan there?
他说撒旦好像吼叫的狮子，遍处游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
He said, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour."
狮子是可怕的。
Yes, a roaring lion is frightening.
但是关在动物园里面的狮子是不可怕的。
But a lion that is locked up in a zoo is not frightening.
狮子是可怕的。
Lion itself is frightening.
但是他先用吼叫来警告你，是不太可怕的。
But at least he can warn you through his roaring.
因为他还没有来，你已经知道他要来了。
Even before he is here, you can hear him coming.
只有傻瓜才会等吼叫的狮子来找他麻烦。
Only the foolish will wait around for a roaring lion to devour him.
两千年的历史里面
，In our 2,000 years,
我们看见政治外面的压迫不能消灭教会，就是这样的一个见证。
We can witness that outward political persecution cannot destroy the testimony of the church.
没有一个时代，没有一个地方是因为政治的压力而能够把教会除掉。
Through the times and ages, we know that no political power can destroy the testimony of the church.
因为那是吼叫的狮子。
Because this is like a roaring lion.
当保罗来写撒旦的时候
，But when Paul wrote about the Satan,
就跟彼得不一样。
He used a different analogy.
倒不是因为保罗跟彼得的不同。
It's not just because Paul and Peter are different.
因为罗马教会和哥林多教会有很大的不一样。
Because the church in Rome is very different from the church in Corinth.
罗马教会有魔鬼外面的压迫。
In the church of Rome, the church is faced with political persecution outwardly.
在哥林多的教会却有魔鬼里面的分化。
But then in the church in Corinth,Satan is working in the church.
所以在哥林多后书十一章，保罗描写魔鬼的时候是怎么描写呢
？So how did Paul describe the work of Satan in 2 Corinthians?
他说好像光明的天使一样。
He said the devil is like an angel of light.
弟兄姊妹，谁不喜欢天使呢
？We all like angels.
我们都喜欢天使。
We all like angels.
我们更喜欢光明的天使。
We would love to meet an angel of light.
但是保罗告诉我们
，But Paul warns us,
在历史历代教会历史里面，魔鬼撒旦就化妆好像光明的天使一样。
In the history of the church, very often Satan disguised himself as an angel of light.
外面看不出来。
You cannot tell from the outward appearance.
吼叫的狮子一看就分别出来。
You can tell a roaring lion easily.
光明的天使是看不出来。
But it's difficult to distinguish an angel.
现在可以站在台上拿圣经。
This person can be holding a Bible on the pulpit right now.
下台以后可以拿斧头。
When he comes down, he can pick up an axe.
这个叫什么呢？
What do we describe this?
就是化妆。
This is a disguise.
看不出来。
You cannot tell.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，有哪一些天使的化妆呢？
And then Paul reminds us, how can we tell the disguises?
人的诡计。
The scheming of man.
欺骗的法术。
Deceitfulness.
一切异教之风。
These heresies in teaching.
我不打算今天早上把这一篇信息讲完。
It's not my goal to finish this message today.
因为我想，随便的讲过去，不如我们好好的、慢慢的来思想。
Because I think it's better for us to spend time to really examine these passages.
因为保罗这里提到这四件事情，都可以值得我们深入的思想。
Because all these four different descriptions, merits our deeper discussion.
什么叫做人的诡计？
What do we mean by the scheming of man?
我去查原文的圣经。
I went to look at the original language.
我发现这个人的诡计有丢骰子的意思，那个 dice, a throwing, 好像赌博的时候丢那个骰子。
The original Greek, when they talk about the scheming, it has some sense to mean the throwing of dice.
那我就在思想，什么叫做丢骰子的诡计呢？
And so I thought to myself, what does scripture mean when they say scheming, like throwing of dice?
今天在教会的里面，什么叫做丢骰子的异端呢？
What can we say is throwing of dice in the church?
很简单的，就是所谓的机会主义。
I think very simply put, it is simply opportunism.
今天许许多多的人在信仰上想要走捷径。
But today, many people want to achieve instantaneous results in their faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是保罗在2000年前提醒我们的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Paul has warned us against.
好好的背十字架、读经、祷告的跟随主，我们不走这条路。
We do not pick the way of following Christ with our cross, daily reading the Bible and prayer.
我们希望很简单的。有一些属灵特别的经历，主观的体验，让我们能够三步就能够登天。
We want a mysterious experience, a sudden spiritual experience that will lift us up into heaven.
然后保罗再继续讲到说欺骗的法术。
And then Paul mentioned deceitful magic.
这个欺骗的法术，这个欺骗这个词在原文跟真理这个词是刚好相反。好像光和暗相对一样。
The word that Paul used to describe deceitfulness is the same word that is the opposite meaning of truth.
保罗在这里，特别是中文翻译圣经，把它翻译成法术这两个字是很有意思。
It's interesting how the Chinese translations use the word magic to describe this deceitfulness.
昨天晚上我突然想到一段的圣经。
And last night, suddenly a passage of scripture appeared in my mind.
在路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
我把它叫做在天堂和地狱之间的一次大辩论。
I call it the debate between heaven and hell.
因为天堂有亚伯拉罕。
Because in heaven is Abraham.
地狱有那个财主。
And in hell is that rich person.
那财主在地狱里面非常的痛苦。
This rich person was suffering in hell.
他就跟亚伯拉罕讲。
So he cried out to Abraham.
好不好让拉撒路复活？
Can you...Let Lazarus resurrect from the dead.
如果他复活的话
if he is resurrected,
他就能够把我五个兄弟不要让他们到我这个地方来受苦
then he can go and tell my five brothers so that they won't come and suffer with me.
他的意思是什么呢
What did he mean?
如果有神迹
if a miracle occurred,
弟兄姊妹，没有一个神迹大过人从死里复活，对不对？
Can we think of a greater miracle than a dead person coming to life?
我们可以讲很多的神迹，但如果你看见一个死人复活，你说这是一个最大的神迹，最了不起的神迹。
We can speak of many miracles, but perhaps we cannot think of a greater one than a dead person coming alive again.
所以拉撒路复活。
So the rich person man, if Lazarus can resurrect,
我五个兄弟不需要来。
My five brothers will not come to hell.
亚伯拉罕怎么回答他呢？
What did Abraham say?
他说有人复活没有用的。
He said, even if Lazarus resurrect from the dead, it will not work.
因为他们有摩西和先知的话，如果他们不听，就是有人复活也没有用。
Because they have the word of Moses and the prophets before them. If they will not listen to it, they will not listen to one who has come back from the dead.
耶稣在这里没有好像减少神迹的那个价值的意义。
I think from this passage, it's clear that Jesus is not trying to diminish the value of miracles.
但是在这里他更强调一样事情，神迹其实从绝对的角度里面来看，对我们的信仰有什么样的意义。
But in an absolute viewpoint, what is the proper role of miracles in our faith?
圣经很妙。
I think the scriptures is wonderful.
路加福音十六章的拉撒路不是约翰福音十二章的拉撒路。
I have to emphasize that the Lazarus in Luke 16 is not the same Lazarus in John 12.
但是呢，在约翰福音里面的拉撒路复活了，对不对？
But then the Lazarus in John 12 was resurrected.
这很有意思。这路加福音十六章的拉撒路，亚伯兰说不可以复活。
In Luke 16, Lazarus, Abraham said he will not come to life.
在约翰福音十二章的拉撒路复活了。
But then the Lazarus in John 12 did come back from the dead.
拉撒路复活的结果是什么？
But what was the result?
拉撒路复活的结果是什么？
What was the result of Lazarus' resurrection?
因着拉撒路的复活，他们要杀耶稣基督。
Because Lazarus came back from the dead, John recorded the Jews decided to kill Jesus.
就是没有这些神迹奇事临到我们，我们的信仰也不受影响和摇摆。
Even though we may not experience miraculous things, our faith will not be shaken.
下面他说一切异教之风，各样的异端。
And then he mentioned how every wind of teaching and heresy.
弟兄姊妹，保罗要我们不要再做小孩子，要长大成人。
Paul's wish is that we will no longer be infants and babies, but to grow up into maturity.
在哪两方面长大成人呢？在十三节给我们看见答案。
And he also mentioned in verse 13 where we should grow.
两件事情上长大成人。
We need to grow in two areas.
在真道上同归于一。
Unity in the faith.
如果你读英文圣经的话，你会发现是第二是在认识神的儿子上也能够同归于一。
And in the English version, the second area where we need to grow is in the knowledge of the Son of God.
Unity in faith and unity in the knowledge of the Son of God. 就是说两方面同归于一。
And this word unity applies both to the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God.
一个是在信仰上。
One regarding faith.
是在知识上。
Regarding our knowledge.
一个是在认识神的儿子上。
The second refers to the knowledge of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，基督教特别是新约圣经里面的认识这个字有特别的含义。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that when this scripture uses the word knowledge, especially in the New Testament, has a special sense.
约翰福音十七章三节说，认识那独一的真神，并认识那差来的耶稣基督，就是永生。
The Son that he sent, then we have eternal life.
认识和永生有关系。
So knowledge in the New Testament sense has relation with eternal life.
因为在圣经里面讲到认识不是单单头脑的这个认识。
When we say knowing someone in the New Testament, it's more than head knowledge.
圣经里面说亚当与夏娃同房。
When the scripture described the relation between Adam and Eve,
他所用的那个同房那个字是用 knew, K-N-E-W, 那个知道这个字。
In one of the English translations, it used the word Adam knew Eve.
所以换句话说，当两夫妻亚当和夏娃有那么深切的关系，那个关系在圣经叫做认识。
In other words, the scriptures uses of the word knowledge means an intimate relation.
所以当夫妻之间有很深的在性的关系的时候，也是一种很深的一种的认识。
So the scriptures actually use the word knowledge to describe the intimate sexual relation between husband and wife.
所以当我们在这里看到这两层的归一，两层的合一。
So we see from here the two levels of unity.
使我们信仰有稳定性。
So that we can be firm in our faith.
使我们把基督的身体建立起来。
So that we can build the body of Christ.
一方面是在知识上，一方面是在灵命上。
In our spiritual knowledge and in our spiritual life.
我再一次为着我们教会叫做圣经教会感谢主。
I praise the Lord that the name of our church is a Bible church.
这十四节是讲到这一个坚固的信仰。
Verse 14 talks about a firm faith.
十五节是讲到平衡的生活。
Verse 15 talks about a balanced life.
第十六节是讲到成熟的侍奉。
In verse 16, it talks about the mature service.
从信仰到生活到侍奉，这是保罗在这里提到健全的被建立的基督的身体是什么样子的。
So Paul started with faith, goes into living and into service. And this is how he described the proper way of building the church.
我盼望下一次跟弟兄姊妹再来思想后面这两段的经文。
I will spend another sermon on this same passage.
不过特别是十四节，盼望弟兄姊妹我们在主面前领受一个提醒和挑战。
But I hope that we would receive a enlightenment and challenge today from verse 14.
叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So that we can grow in our body and build ourselves up in love.
我们教会有二十二年的历史。
Our church has a history of 22 years.
让我们不忘记向过去学习。
Let us not forget to learn from our past.
不要忘记要把车灯开亮。
But then we have to remember to turn on our headlights.
因为我们还要往前走。
Because we need to move forward.
我们低头祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你的话是何等的宝贝。
Because your words are precious.
求你用你的话来喂养我们。
Feed us with your words.
喂养我们个人，喂养我们教会。
Feed us as individuals, feed us as a church.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。